Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and pretty darn sexy people. Hi, everybody. I'm home. I'm home again. Can you believe it? Oh, it's been so nice to be home with my doggy and my guy for a little stretch of time. So I had this brainstorm, and we're going to do something a little different today. I want to start out by taking you through talking with your little child. So that means you got to stop what you're doing, get a pencil and paper. I want you to write down the biggest issue in your life you are dealing with right now. Making more money, creating a new relationship, becoming more successful, bringing yourself back into health and wellness. So write it down. That's what you want. That's what your intention is. That's what your adult self is telling you that you want to create. Okay, everybody should be done by now. You know what it is that you want. So put everything down, close your eyes, everybody take a deep breath, and let it out. And take another deep breath, and let it out. And I want you to picture a big empty room, and it's a very safe room, and there's two chairs in the middle of the room, and you're sitting in the chair on the left, and I want you to ask the young you, the little you, if they will come in and sit in the chair opposite you, so you can have a chat with them. Now, please tell them thank you for being here. Thank you for trusting me and coming to sit down with me. Tell them that. And now tell them how much you love them. And now I want you to ask them, what was it that you learned when you were little that is in our way of moving forward to create this? What belief or what did you see go on in your life to you try and keep me safe now from doing this that I so want to do? And really listen to them. Good. Now I want you to tell them that you absolutely understand from looking back at your childhood where they would get that belief and why they would put that belief together, and really acknowledge them for the truth of what they've told you. And now again, I want you to tell them how much you love them and how much you trust them. And I want you to ask them if they would trust you to teach them a brand new belief that's going to give them a lot of freedom and happiness in their life. Great. Thank them. Thank them for their trust and their love. Now I want you to tell them what you want to create. And I want you to ask them, what belief do you think we need to share that's really positive that would help us create together this dream of mine? And if they're having trouble, you can say, well, let me help you. This is what we need to know. And tell them again how very, very much you love them and appreciate them integrating with you now, so that as one energy, you can work together to create your dream. Now I ask your little one if they would like to come over and sit on your lap. Great. And just put your arms around them. Love them unconditionally. Just pour out love for this little person who's been wanting to be free all these years. And let them know that whenever they need to talk to you, if there's anything they ever need you for, they just have to let you know, and you will meet them back in this room. And together, you will work out everything. Because now you are united and you're integrated, working toward the same positive, expansive goal. Just spend a few more moments just loving on that little person. Now I want you to ask her or him if they're ready for you to open your eyes and come back into the room, knowing that anytime they want you, they just have to call. And when they say yes, slowly open your eyes and come back into the room. Okay. That's the exercise that the channel has given me that I use in private sessions to reach and integrate and expand with our little boys and our little girls. Pretty powerful, huh? Yeah. Awesome. All righty. We are. Oh, wait a minute. Can I go to the calls? Yeah, I'm still sitting here with my little in here. Okay. Emu in Japan, you're on.
Hi, wonderful Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
How are you? I'm good, but I'm still really sucking on this manifestation thing. Me, like you, I can't handle the tech stuff. And
okay.
I get really frustrated. I mean, it's not good for my health. I've tried for a decade, but I...
Okay, Emu. Then get somebody that handles the tech stuff for you. You do what you're good at.
Yeah, the
and
thing
let,
is I can't afford it.
Oh, you know what? I think if you expand your opportunities, expand the possibilities, you will find that there are kids in high school and kids in college that can actually earn some degrees and some points in their education process. If they come in and help people with this, there might be a friend. You see, but you have to decide that you're doing it. And when I say you've decided that, I get a no. You're kind of using it as an excuse not to move ahead with what you want to do because you're afraid you might not be successful.
Because I heard you saying this already a couple of months ago, and I did check with some people, but it's like no, I just feel like somehow I'm not connecting properly.
Baby, you have to know it's possible. And you have to know that whatever it is you want to do, the world needs. And commit to finding someone or commit to learning the technology you need to learn. I mean, I've learned a lot on the computer, but I still need Stephen to run my show. I still need Lauren to handle so many things because I'm busy creating. Okay? But the first, see, you're not committed to doing what you want to do.
I just feel my brain is checking out. I mean, I tried.
No, your brain. I don't want you to go to your brain anyway. I want you to go to your heart. Did you do the exercise with your little person that we just did?
Yes.
Okay. What did the little person tell you? What did little Emu tell you?
That she always felt she was not doing enough.
Uh-huh.
And I had to try harder every time.
Okay. So if you learned as a child that you're never doing enough, then that's your definition of yourself. And so you have to figure out ways to create scenarios in your life where you can't do enough, so that you can honor that belief, the belief you want her, and you have to teach her, Emu. You have to teach her to turn that belief around. I am enough. I am always enough. I know enough. I do enough. I give enough. I am enough. So start working with your little one.
Okay.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I was on the webinar a couple nights ago. I think that was Thursday night. Anyway, my statement for 2023 is when I am loved, I am depressed.
And no,
I'm
that
still
wasn't
trying
your statement. No. That was the negative that your positive
statement. That was the
statement.
Negative. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't want to go to the negative. What was your positive statement?
Well, I wrote it down, but it didn't make sense to me. It.
I don't care.
So
what
I,
is it?
Shoot. I just lost it on my computer. Speaking of technology. So I guess what my question is, if that is the case, because we just did the little child session here just a little bit ago, and I think this all comes stemming back from not ever feeling like anyone was going to help me. Is that?
Well, sure.
I don't know. I guess I'm confused. Yeah, that's
okay.
Why not?
Let's start saying, Jennifer, that I'm clear and I understand. Let's start there.
Clear. Okay.
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 If the people who you thought loved you never wanted to help you, that would depress anybody.
Right. Right.
Okay. So you now have to redirect that. You are the powerful God of you that has to direct yourself to know that when you're loved, you're joyful and honored and respected, and all energy comes forward to acknowledge you.
Okay. I found the statement, maybe this will help along too, the more I love the God I am, the more excited and exuberant I am.
Yes.
So,
well, if you're excited and exuberant, you're not depressed. Are
right.
You?
Yes.
Okay.
That part I understand. I don't know. I guess I'll just keep working on that, Dee. I don't seem to be able to get past that. It feels like the more I do for people, the more they take, the less fulfilled the more drained I become.
Why?
Right?
That's why this statement is your statement of redirection for 2023.
Okay.
You don't want to live that anymore.
I don't. I do
but
not.
But you see,
I do not
you
want
keep
to
giving and giving and giving and giving and giving because you have to prove you're loved.
Okay.
That's never going to work. You have to
right.
know you're loved. And you have to know that you love yourself within yourself, and then the energy of other people respond to that.
Okay.
You
okay.
got it?
Much clearer. Thank you.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
much
right.
Clearer. Thank you.
All right, baby.
Thank
you,
you
bet.
Thank you.
All right, Miss. Whoops. The switchboard didn't take her off. Hold on. Debbie in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty fab.
As usual.
As usual. What's up?
I just wanted to say that was very emotional.
Good. I say good because that opened your heart and gave you some insight.
And I've been working with my little girl, and I actually, I don't know if I heard this somewhere, but I actually took a picture that I have of myself when I was little, and I have it in my bathroom, so I see it every day, and I talk to her every day.
Good. Do you tell her you love her?
Yes.
Good.
Yep. I had the realization that I would never be mean to another little girl, so I'm like, that's why I did that, because I'm like, why am I mean to myself? And when I see her every day, I'm like, oh, my God, I would never be mean to another little person.
Thank you.
And I heard that growing up, there was a lot of giving up of self. I have a lot of my mom, my grandmother. I have four sisters. But I watched my grandmother, I watched my mom give themselves up for the men in their lives.
Yep.
And
that's, you know, that's the way they were taught. That was
yep.
the expected norm.
Yes. I did have a flash of religion. I was not raised Catholic, but my mom was raised Catholic. My grandmother,
yep.
Catholic.
All those so, things are passed down. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what
and
I heard.
Who runs the Catholic Church, Debbie? Men.
I don't even know. Men. Okay.
All
right.
Men.
All right. Yeah, I didn't make that connection, but yep, very true. And I heard what I want. Well, loving my little child, in turn, being able to create in all areas of my life. Because I feel like at this point in my life, I'm kind of like in the middle. I feel like there's still part of, I have like one foot in the old life, one foot in my new
That's
life.
That's because your little girl was trying to keep you safe.
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is that you're giving yourself up. Is that the biggest challenge?
Yes.
Okay. So you're the powerful God of you that
yes.
always comes through for you first.
And I believe that too, and I've been writing that.
Good.
Pretty regularly.
So, and don't do it with an agenda. Do it from love. That you are claiming this from love and feel the freedom and feel the excitement.
Yeah. I have a lot of love. I have a lot of love. When
That's
you
a true statement.
Go to your love place. I have a lot of love,
including
yeah. the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, I want you to give a lot of that love to you.
Yeah.
And to your little girl.
Yeah,
okay?
And that's the reason. I also heard what I want is to be strong, and I've been working on that, is strength, and to have a strong mind, because I feel like sometimes my mind gets the best of me.
Our minds always get the best of us. Go to
yeah.
your heart, Debbie. I keep telling
yep.
you guys, go to your heart. Your heart mm-hmm. is where all the answers are. And then you direct your mind and your brain to follow your heart.
Beautiful.
You understand? Okay.
I do.
All
but
right,
I have one
baby.
More question for you. I have
well,
one more
quickly, because I need to get somebody else on here. Okay,
okay,
go ahead.
I'm having a grandchild, and I was using my pendulum to try and determine what the sex of the baby was going to be, and it came up wrong. And this was, I was hoping to get on the show like for the last few weeks to just ask
okay.
you about it as far as my
Why the hell did you care? That's
know.
Coming from the channel. Why
okay.
the hell do you care? Aren't you going to love that baby regardless?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So somewhere in you, you had an agenda.
Okay. So I wasn't in my heart.
You weren't testing correctly.
Okay.
Every time you went to test that, they're saying, you were switched because you had an agenda in mind. And that's why you got the wrong answer.
Gotcha. Okay.
All righty.
So in order to change that, go to my love place?
In order to change what?
As far as switching. As far as going into it with an agenda, because I didn't realize at the time that I had an agenda.
Guys, anytime you work with the pendulum or test anything, you tap over your ears, you tap where your thyroid is while you blow out. I've shown you this a million times. And then you make a fist with your fingers facing you, and as you bring your fist towards your face, you pop your fingers open. That unswitches you. Okay.
You.
And go to your heart. Live in your heart. Be your heart, guys. That's the answer to everything. Okay. Diane in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Thank you for the information at the beginning of the show. I did a little twist and just want to run this by you. The question I was going to ask today was about my son and our relationship. And when I came into the room with myself, it turned to my son and I went with it. And I think we're working on our relationship together right now. And I think we're both facing the same core
exactly
belief of it's
same.
Safe to trust. Yeah. So I guess I don't know what
so
I need to ask
stop.
Anymore.
Well, stop. I'm gonna give you something to do right now. This is, and I've addressed this in the last few shows, this is a sense memory. Some people call it genetic. My channel says genetics are a belief that we just say, okay, I'll believe that. Okay? So right now, around, and that's the highest word, mistrust. Mistrust of the world and mistrust of the self.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you don't trust yourself, you won't trust the people that you choose to love.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So for all sense memories, and we can do this for your son also,
perfect,
and everybody should do it with us. If it came up on the show, it's for everybody. For all sense memories from all past, present, and future lives in our energy that exists in our energy anywhere, we release you now.
We release you now. I feel that.
I am the powerful God of the trust of myself.
Oh.
And so it is.
I am the powerful God of the trust of myself. Wow.
I'm telling
okay.
you, since I did that sense memory with my back that I shared with you guys, never had any more back problems.
And then I went
to my neck just a few days ago. I went to my neck, and the first picture they showed me was somebody, you've seen it on TV a million times, where somebody takes your head and breaks your neck, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they showed me from some lifetime. So I said, okay, any sense memories around my neck or breaking my neck or trauma to my neck, I'm releasing that from my energy now, from all past, present, and future lifetimes.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Okay.
This is really helpful. The question I wanted to ask is, he gets frequent bloody noses. We were told he would outgrow them, and he hasn't. And
no,
he's
he needs
getting
to see an EMT.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. And he's had surgery to his nose, so it just it's been something that he's getting medical attention
but
now.
Energetically, so. What's behind it? She's. Give me a movie.
Jaws popped in immediately.
Okay. It's fear.
Yeah. Oh,
and
that makes sense.
He literally is in fear of himself.
Whew. Okay.
Well, we all are.
Yeah.
What if I make
his own power.
What if I make the wrong choice? What if I can't handle it? What if? I mean, if we're not conscious, we live there, you guys, and we can't anymore. I am the powerful God of me that directs me to love me, to know, to be safe and secure in this world. You are the only ones that can create that experience for yourself.
So true.
Okay?
Thank you.
But he needs to
Thank
see
you.
An EMT, not just a physician,
yep.
an EMT. Okay.
Oh,
thank you, Diane.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, Harmony in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Normally, I'm a very healthy person, and I'm super into living a healthy lifestyle. So my question is, why did I end up in the hospital 4 weeks ago, and why do I have a runny nose the past 2 days?
Okay. They're saying the runny nose isn't anything. Don't give it any energy. Just tell it to go away. You don't need it.
Go away.
You don't want it. Yeah.
I don't want it.
But we don't do that. We go, oh, let me put all my attention on the runny nose. Why do I have the runny nose? How runny is it? What does it look like? What is the mucus like? You know, we don't just say, you know, I don't freaking need you or want you. Just go away. Okay.
Yeah. I started taking all these herbs.
Yeah. The first thing, Harmony, the first thing I heard before we even started talking is you said, I'm really focused on living a healthy lifestyle, and the channel said too much.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Well, so you see, it comes down to the intention behind what you're doing. So are you living a healthy lifestyle because you're afraid of getting sick?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, then your brain has to eventually create some kind of sickness because your brain thinks in pictures. If you're living a healthy lifestyle because it makes you feel great and you feel energetic and you feel happy and you go, wow, I love feeling this way, I'm going to do more of this. That's a whole different intention and perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, and I have been feeling better the past 4 years. So
why
I just
were you
didn't
in the
know.
Hospital, Harmony?
I got a UTI, and I couldn't treat it with my herbs that normally treat it and get rid of it for me.
Okay, UTIs are about being pissed off. What are you angry about?
oh man, my ex-husband won't let my daughter come see me, and I have to hire an attorney and spend money on that and all that.
Yep, well, that's a challenge. And if you allow your anger to take over instead of holding yourself in love, then your body is going to start breaking down to tell you you don't want to go there. Do you understand?
Yeah, it's hard.
Honey, all right, let's don't say it's hard. Say it's challenging, and I'm meeting the challenge. I certainly understand. If I couldn't see my daughter, I don't know what I would do. But you have a lawyer working on this? You have a lawyer working on this for you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Like the Dalai Lama said, if you have to sue someone on this plane, sue them. Just make sure you stay in love while you're doing it, because otherwise you go down.
How can you stay in love when your ex-husband is like harassing you and not letting your child come see you?
Believe it or not, it is still a choice. It is still a choice for your own good and literally for the outcome of how everything works out to stay in love. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm trying.
Well, don't try. Do, as Yoda said. All right. You can do this, Harmony. You can do this. Okay. There was no one here when Stephen got the name. 712-204-2025. You're on.
Hi, Dee. It's Iris.
Hi, Iris. How are you, babe?
I'm good. I would like some clarity around the work stuff. I feel a little jumbled up, and that's why I'm claiming clarity.
Good. So ask a specific question. I want to understand what.
I want to understand if I find a different restaurant job, if it's just going to be the same, or if I should leave.
Iris, wherever you go, there you are.
Right.
Okay, so it's not the job that has to change. It's you that has to bring something into alignment. Hold on, they're going to give it to you right now. Here, here, here. 17. When I value myself, everyone else has to abandon me. And it goes to my really big yes. All those words are the highest, most correct. Okay, so what did you work on with your little girl at the beginning of the call?
Patience came up. I need to be more patient with myself. Also, just being in a really unstable environment and not being able to leave because I was a child. So, like, the sense of I have to stay, but it's not safe, I guess.
Okay. So, if we're made to stay somewhere and we don't have a choice, that makes us want to leave even more.
Yes. Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
So you keep creating situations where it is that you can't leave, it's not safe to leave, and yet you don't want to stay.
Yes.
Okay, so are you putting the pieces together here? So what do you want?
Yes.
You want to know that you're safe and secure to create everything expansively in your life. And wherever you go, you're safe and secure and happy being there. You are always at choice, always at choice. Your perspective and your reaction to everything.
I agree. And the second piece of it is that I want to work on my career so that I'm not earning money from a restaurant.
Yeah, but Iris, I've been hearing this for 5 years. So when are you going to do it? But you can't do it if you feel like you're not safe and secure enough to make that choice.
Yeah. No, I hear you. That was the piece I needed. That was a piece. That was
okay.
I
you see,
was
you're waiting instead of creating. Don't wait. Create, guys. If you have to stay at the restaurant for a while you're creating the other thing and getting all the pieces in place, that's fine.
Yes.
But start. You've got to start. I've been hearing this, and I'm saying
I've done a lot. See, I guess I don't call in and tell you all my successes, but I've certainly been creating.
Okay, good.
I've certainly been creating. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And the channel is saying it's time to create big now.
I feel that. Yes. I'm excited. That's,
yeah.
I feel that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're safe to do that. You have to know that, though. You have to look out and go, wow, the world is really safe out there. Here I go.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a great call. You guys are putting together a lot of pieces here. Okay, again, there. I don't have a name. It's 716-463-0198. You're on. 716-463-0198. You're on. Well, got to move on. Sorry. Kate in New Mexico. You're on.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are, baby. What's up?
I have quite a sharp pain on the inside of my right cheek. and it came from a lot of, you know, those dental dams that they, those wires that they put in your mouth. And, but in addition, I'm sure there's also pain from a past life experiences, because I have so much issues that come up on the right side of my mouth. And
yeah.
I do see the clearing, like you just said, around your lower back, but is there any other things that
yeah,
the channel can tell me about?
The first word I heard is infection. Have you checked to see if there's an infection in some of the work that they did for you?
Huh. Well, I had a couple root canals, so they went in deep. So I don't know how.
But yes,
to check that.
The first picture, well, you go in to an EMT, to a specialist, and go, look, I have, well, find one. There are EMTs all over the place, baby, that specialize.
Oh, and those?
Eye, ear, nose, and throat doctors.
Oh, those guys. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I used the wrong initials. The eye, ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have a long history with that that has not been positive. I mean, I have ear issues on my right side since I was 2 years old. So, yeah, this is a good thing.
Okay, well, then the highest doctor, yeah. Okay, I would go check in with an osteopath, but you also need to check the inspection.
Okay.
Infection. But as far as the other sense memory thing goes, the picture
yeah.
that they gave me was a really huge fist. You were a guy,
yeah.
but you were a small guy. And a really huge fist just coming in and cold cocking you on that side of your face.
Wow.
Now, that's one. There's more, but that's one picture. So what does that do? It throws all your bones off, throws all the bones
mm-hmm.
in your head out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that can tell you about ear infections, the person to go to is an osteopath, because they
mm-hmm.
literally readjust the bones in your head. And everywhere
wow.
else, by the way. But when Gabrielle she was getting ear infections all the time. And that's back when everybody, the big thing was, oh, let's put tubes in their ears.
Oh, I did that. Oh, yeah.
And my internist sent me over to my osteopath. He worked on her one time. She never had another ear infection.
Wow.
And do you know, I told all the mothers in my mommy and me class,
mm-hmm.
and they chose to have surgery for their kids instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that shows you how indoctrinated we are, right? Medicine. And there is absolutely a place in this world for medicine. But I want you guys to do your own work in your own healing while you're taking the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might not even have to take it. Yeah, go ahead.
It's wild you said that, because my right lower teeth are all pushed inward.
Yeah.
And my left side, they're pushed out. So that's just wild that.
Releasing all those sense memories that you're holding there. Okay? And on this plane, I would see those two people, the osteopath and somebody for the infection. Okay?
Yeah, I've done craniosacral and chiropractor, and those has helped, but I haven't tried osteo.
Well, an osteo does craniosacral, but I don't know. I have huge believer in osteopaths because my guy has saved my kid, my mother, me, 10 of my friends. I mean, he's just been a miracle worker. So, okay?
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. All right, we're going to Deborah in Missouri. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My husband is going to be having prostate surgery. And I thought at one time you said we can't create for them. Is that true?
That is a true statement. However, you can talk to his energy and tell him you love him and he's strong and he's in control of his own health and his healing. So, guys, you can talk to energy anywhere at any time that anyone is or if they've left embodiment. You can talk to energy, but they want to give you the core belief behind his prostate problems. Here, here, here. Are all those words the highest and most correct? If it's good for me, I will not like it. So is it true that he kind of has a habit of not doing what's good for him?
At times, yes. Yes, he went in June, he went through a heart attack. And then he had been healthy ever since. So, and then that happened.
Okay. The other thing that they're bringing in is that there is a belief in our society and the world that all older men get prostate cancer.
Yeah.
So we know about beliefs as you believe delivered to you. Again, he is the powerful God of himself. Doesn't mean that medicine cannot serve him, but medicine will serve him in a much higher way if he starts serving himself.
Okay. His dad had prostate cancer.
Yeah, well.
And hid it from the family. So I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's like my brother said to me, well, you know, high blood pressure and alcoholism just runs in the family. I said, well, I'm part of the family. It doesn't run in me.
You're not running in, right.
Green. Yeah, well, you're a girl. That was his comeback. You're a girl. I said, oh, so genetics only run in guys. Is that, you know, at that point he just said, Sisjo, you know, shut up. You know I don't know about all this stuff that you teach. And yeah. So it was good for him, and he didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, right, right. What can I do for myself at the day when he has it happen, you know, when he goes through it?
Hold yourself in your knowing, honey.
Okay.
Okay? And that's all love. The more love you stay in and the more love you give him, the more he heals. It's the fear.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah.
You know, your fear is not going to get you what you want. It just isn't, people. In anything, in any part of your lives, you've got to go to your heart and... even when it's challenging, find a way to go to love, okay?
Okay, because my little child, when we did that, did that exercise, she almost died. Everybody else died when she was born in the hospital. They took my little child, you know, took me home. And then at 3 years old, my little sister died. So that's what my little child told me.
Okay, so what do you want to know, Deborah?
How can
No.
My little child feels safe. No? Feels safe?
All you want to know is I chose to live.
Okay.
I am the powerful God of me that chooses to live and live fully and enjoy every moment that I'm here. Do you understand how powerful you were to have all that around you? You came in to show everyone there was a different choice. So live your powerful choice of being here. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right,
okay.
My love.
Thank you. Love you.
Wow. I love you too. What a powerful show. Wow. This is this show was one for the books. We really, let's take a moment to balance everything, invoking the symbol, formula, violet, flame, golden light. Ah, we are divine love. We are the powerful gods of us that create ourselves with love in every moment. And so it is. Let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. Yippee! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.